Can't do it without an intro.
Well, you're right.
It's intro time. That just works.
Yeah.
So,
what is
we're
this?
Back.
Eight? Yeah, eight.
Guess who's back?
Back us. Again.
Tell some men.
Hey, you!
Episode 8.
Yeah, the technical difficulty episode.
Overcoming obstacles with recording apparatus.
Apparatus. That sounds fancy.
Yeah, it's like Panesia.
If there's one thing that rubber cords do not like, it's getting slapped.
don't dangle your rubber cord.
Or touched in any way.
No, you can't. Just can't move stuff while you're doing stuff. The best way to do a podcast is lying perfectly still.
Just like
so
that.
In between your microphone cutting out, we talked about music.
Yeah. We
talked about a movie.
Yeah.
A couple movies.
Microwaves.
Some shit we're watching on TV right now / Netflix.
Netflix. Seinfeld.
Hulu.
Boop, 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 boop. The king of all bass.
Right. And hey, I wonder who did it. I don't even know.
Some studio musician.
Some guy is going hard. Probably paid as much money as they did per episode.
Yeah.
What else? Talked about the trending topics again. That's a new thing. We do that now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you do that, and then I just nod in agreement.
Yep. And we see if we have the same one on our computer.
Which we actually did this time.
Yeah, we did, actually. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
If you really want to listen to it, then you'll know what we talked about.
Right?
And Jared will have edited out his microphone fucking up, so you won't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, normally I would just leave it in, but there's like some considerable blocks that would piss me off if I was listening to it.
Yep.
So that's
like,
a bummer.
What about the Dillinger Escape Plan singer?
Rabble.
Let me see if I got your order right.
No, and then.
Damn you, Stan Mikita's donuts.
Yeah. Anthony Kiedis donuts?
I'd buy them. You have to buy them under a bridge.
But wouldn't he just give it away now?
Only if Danny California was the manager.
All around the world. Oh, wrong band.
Did you go Sugar Ray on it?
No.
Jesus fuck.
Well, you know, donuts, sugar, whatever. Guy named Ray.
Making donuts could be dangerous because I have some scar tissue that I wish you saw.
I hate how you're so much better at this game than me.
I'm glad you don't have any more because I'm fucking tapped right now.
Hold on. Wait for it. Wait, no.
Some people say my love is like a roller coaster.
Some people say.
And Stevie Wonder cover song title.
Stevie Wonder. Yeah, I think you talked about B.B. King or something.
Yeah, I watched some. We talked about some music documentaries. Yeah. Rush has a good one, too. I didn't talk about that, but if you're into Rush, they have a good one. The Lighted Stage.
Excellent.
They're Canadian.
Yeah, we talked about Canadians.
And
I think.
Jewish.
Did we talk
Jewish.
About Canadians?
Canadian Jews.
Yeah, we talked about Canadians. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think we did a little bit.
It's hard to remember what was actually talked about and what was cut out.
Yeah, you just get upset at the one thing and you're just like, the rest.
Yeah. Stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. And on the first line of offense, we have autocorrect.
Such a dick.
Well, it's turn
snarky.
It off. Turn it off.
I didn't know it was on.
Did you mean blue balls? No, I did not.
Did you mean black cocks? Yes. Damn it.
I'm trying to talk about the hockey team. Black cocks.
The Chicago Blackhawks.
If that was really a hockey team, I think they would probably scare all the competition.
Right.
Like, holy balls, we have to play the Blackhawks tonight.
We're going to get sickle cell. That's an STD, right?
Genetic disorder?
Gonorrhea is a soup. I haven't seen it on the shelves.
That's disgusting.
Isn't it?
Tastes like stringy something.
String things.
Yeah, there's a word in there that I'm thinking of, but it's too late.
It'll come to you.
Yeah, whatever. So yeah, okay, so music that's coming out.
New music.
A couple that shut up, phone.
Your attitude.
A couple that I just found, actually. I think both of them are connected to Dillinger, though, because there's a band called Spilacopa, maybe? Mm. What's his name? Greg from Dillinger Escape Plan used to be in it. It's like a combination thing where it's like kind of a super group, but there's a bunch of members.
Mm.
So he's not on the new one, but the new one's pretty cool. It's like kind of trippy. It's got like clean female vocals in it on top of like screamo stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'll check it out.
Very cool.
I give it 1.5 thumbs up.
Hey.
Got a little nubbin on my left hand. I don't know.
Couldn't do any better.
I'm just not in that much.
I like you. I'm just not in love with you.
Exactly. And then the other one from Greg, the Black Queen. It's supposed to be his I'm dealing with depression music. So it's different, to say the least, from anything that he's ever done.
Interesting.
But it's really cool, I think, because it's got like this weird electro vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has his like clean vocals, which are, I mean, I really like their heavy stuff, but I like, he's got such an amazing voice. So hearing like an entire song with just his clean vocals was pretty sweet. Did you listen to the new Lamb of God?
Not yet.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
I need to get back on it. Yeah. Been a busy couple weeks. And then
yeah.
Work was wrapping up for a little bit, so.
Yeah.
Getting through that.
Understandable. I was gone for a week and a half, too, so.
Yep.
Who has time for things?
Yep. Especially simple things like music.
Yeah. It always happens, though.
Very true.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I did have time to go see Ted 2.
Oh. And?
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Better or worse than the last one?
Probably not as good, considering the first one was like so crazy.
True.
But funny. It held up, I think. It was just funny. I just like laughing, so I'm a really bad person to ask. I was like, was it good? Like, yeah, I laughed.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think you have a pretty good metric for comedy, though. Like, even if you like all of it, you know, you recognize a bad comedy movie.
Yeah. It was just this, what you'd expect, silly jokes and a fucking talking teddy bear. I mean, how serious can you take it?
And I think Terminator comes out this weekend. And
everybody told me to go see Jurassic World.
I liked it.
Nice.
It was a good, I've said this like 1,000 times, but it was a good homage to the original Jurassic Park.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. They definitely put a lot of stuff from the first one in it.
Nice.
Except Jeff Goldblum, which makes me sad. Yeah.
What else is going on? It's almost 4th of July.
Right?
I don't know what that means.
It means drinking beer and watching explosions.
Shit, it must be the 4th of July a lot around here.
Those are different explosions.
I guess so.
Those aren't your daddy's explosions. Those are turbo explosions.
We're about to ramp it up another level.
Yes. Man, I watched an interview that they had with Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage. It was on YouTube or something.
Mm-hmm.
Those were really the age of wrestling. Because they weren't really saying anything, and they were just like random stuff. Like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It's so odd. They need to bring that back. Because I'm a goddamn professional.
Right?
Well, that was stupid.
Sometimes electronics just fail, man.
Apparently. Got to have a backup for your backup.
It can't all be easy.
I wondered why you weren't laughing at my jokes.
Yeah, it was like totally quiet. There was even like part where you're talking about the music and I was just like, what the fuck is he saying? Like, I was like trying, I changed three pairs of headphones. Like, damn, this thing's messed up.
Well, okay. Fuck. So there's a bunch of new music.
Yeah. Guy from Dillinger Escape Plan's doing a lot.
Fuck, man. Just Google him and then look at him and go from there.
Yep.
Yeah. Parkway Drive, too. I didn't say anything about Parkway Drive.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious. Their single was different, but I mean, it wasn't terrible.
Yeah. I liked it.
Me, too. I was kind of like, oh, well, I can get behind that.
I think they were like jamming out on a beach, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, something like that. And then they jumped out of the fucking helicopter or airplane or something.
Yeah, they always have weird videos.
Like you do.
Like you do. Anyways. What are you drinking?
Molson.
Hmm?
Molson Canadian.
Canadian?
Yep.
I don't get it.
Tasty beer, man. It's called Molson Canadian Lager.
Sounds delicious.
It's the official beer sponsor of the NHL.
Of course it is.
And on the back, it has fun facts about the Stanley Cup.
Huh.
For example, the Stanley Cup has traveled about 8 million miles since the year 2000.
Ooh.
You can go to the moon and back 17 times with that kind of mileage.
But has it been to the moon?
Dun, dun, dun. Not yet. It was on stage for a Mumford & Sons concert the other day, though.
What the hell? So even the Stanley Cup the Stanley Cup is sold out.
Yeah, and they let all the guys from Mumford drink out of it.
What? No, you're not supposed to do that.
Well, maybe not them, but you can do that.
Well, just because it's possible doesn't mean that you should.
Hush now, little lion man.
Drink out of me.
Yeah, enjoy this.
I feel like I had a good joke that got cut out earlier. I'm kind of sad.
Feel free to use it.
Well, I don't remember what it was.
Find some context.
Yeah.
It'll come back to you.
Probably tomorrow.
I'll go for it.
I was going to say, speaking of shitty comedy, me and my brother went to... Well, first we went to a TV taping that had Doug Benson and two other people I didn't know for that show At Midnight. That's on Comedy Central.
Yeah, yeah. The one with the guy from The Dating Game.
Yeah. Yeah, Singled Out.
Chris Hardwick or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. He's like my hero. But anyways, so that was hilarious. And then right after that, we went to like an open mic night. Wow.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. There was a couple people that were pretty funny. It was just weird because it was so like, you know, because they only get 2 to 3 minutes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one person after another. You're like, what the fuck?
That's funny.
Yeah. But they all talked about the same thing. They're all about the marriage equality and that chick that was in the NAACP that was not black.
Yeah,
but they that's all they talked about. Like every single person came up and said pretty much the same thing in a different way.
You would think like if the guy in front of you did it, like it takes some balls back. No, fuck that, I'm still gonna make that joke.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like, you don't have any other material? That's what you're going with? I don't know.
Right?
Like, I don't know. That's just me, but whatever.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, there was a few pretty funny people, but...
I don't think I've ever done an open mic. It just seems so... It's just like, I hate seeing people be embarrassed.
Yeah. It didn't help. There was only like 10 people in the crowd.
Nice.
You know, 20% of that was me and my brother, so Like, woo.
This is a nutty audience.
I don't know, man. As much as I hate seeing people be awkward, I like seeing people succeed, so.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like a 50-50 trade-off.
This could either skyrocket this guy's career, or this could be like the night that he decides, yeah, I should just end it.
Right? If I clap, will you not kill yourself tonight?
I was thinking about some stand-up comedians, namely stand-up comedians, but it seems like they got... These stand-up guys get a little bit of popularity, and not to knock them, they deserve it. You know, a lot of them are funny. Mm-hmm. But then they just show up in so much. They get their own TV shows. They're in, like, every movie. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, they oversaturate the market. And I get it. It's kind of like, get it while you're still hot and people are asking for you to be around.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, every fucking thing you turn around, it's like, oh, look, they're, of course they're in this. They're, like, the Samuel L. Jackson of everything now. You're just, like, so-and-so is going to be in this movie. You know, you're just waiting, probably with Samuel L. Jackson.
So you're talking about Kevin Hart?
I am talking about Kevin Hart, actually.
Yeah.
And I love his stand-up. He's really funny. And, like, I saw Get Hard. I thought he was funny in that. But Bucky's in everything.
Right? All right, take three.
Attempt three.
This is going to be... I'm going to actually edit this one together, and it's going to piss me off.
We'll call this one Overcoming Obstacles.
I like my podcast crackly.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's in too much.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer is kind of getting that way, too. Like, she's funny. And when she first came out, I thought she was really funny. And now she's doing that movie with Bill Hader.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it does look kind of funny, but it's like, yeah, we get you're raunchy and you like dick.
Yeah. I think it's a really... It's a difficult world for female comedians.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like they have like a higher bar for some reason.
One just wants to show her nipples all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. Sucks.
Yup. Good thing I have a penis.
Stand there. Be funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I can just get up to people like, ah, this guy.
He's going to say something funny.
He's the next Dane Cook.
Oh, God.
Minus all the facial scarring underneath that 5 o'clock shadow.
Put him down now. 5 o'clock shadow.
So the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
That's a hot topic.
It sure is.
It's so weird. It like came up out of nowhere, and you see all these people posting about like, yeah, no one really gives a shit about this. And then like while everybody's bitching about it, all those fucking trade agreements got reached with like Europe and stuff. It was a conspiracy, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big, like, I don't know, supporter or whatever, believer in the X-Files conspiracy theories, but sometimes you gotta wonder.
I'm pretty sure this mic just picked up that gnarly fart I just had.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, it actually hurt really bad. I'm sitting on a leather chair.
Ah, the good old days.
I felt like Step Brothers. Ketchup and onions.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not much into all that stuff, and it is what it is. Something always comes up. Whenever there's a huge controversy like that, it seems like there's always something going on in the background. But it's like it's the same thing every time. Every time there's a sports game, there's some big thing going on in the government. Like, maybe they're just shitty planners.
Well, there's always something going on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I don't know.
At least guys can get married, whatever.
But they can't have a Confederate flag at their wedding.
And they should stop suing all the cake makers that don't want to make dick cakes.
Right? How dare you not make dick cakes? Like, look, this isn't a bachelor's party or bachelorette party.
Right. I'm so tired of looking at my Facebook. Like, granted, I have the little rainbow profile picture, but I'm just so fucking tired. It's just like, don't go to that cake shop. Stop asking that wedding photographer. Like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, well.
Like, life sucks equally bad being a really tall, tattooed white guy. You know, like, I'm sure there's parts that are way worse, but shit, I didn't get all the people I wanted for everything I did when I got married, you know? Shit happens. I told somebody we were going to have this many people and play this kind of music, and they were like, not here, you're not.
So they wouldn't make your dick cake?
Yeah, no, they wouldn't even make a dick cake. They didn't even get my hockey puck cake right.
Hockey puck cake?
Yeah, you remember those fucking jelly donuts Megan had up in like the fucking the room? She
yeah,
wanted to make me a groom's cake. I guess she's supposed to make a cake for the groom.
Yeah.
And so she wanted it to be jelly-filled donuts with, like, raspberry filling. And she wanted, like, red icing on the top. And if they could, the Red Wings logo. Mm-hmm. So they made all the jelly donuts, and they forgot to put icing on them. And one of her grooms, or one of her, the guys that stood on her side, I don't even know what you call that at that point.
Those people. Bridesmen,
I don't know.
Sure.
Went to pick it up, and he was like, hey, these are supposed to have red icing over the top. They're supposed to be like either hockey pucks or like the Red Wings logo. And they go, oh, okay, hold on. And they took it in the back and grabbed a ladle of the fucking raspberry filling and just dumped it over the top of my donuts. It looked like somebody fucking had their period over it. I had a menstruation mountain. It was fucking nasty looking, man. And Megan was so pissed, but it's like there's nothing you could do at that point, you know? And it was just like, what is going on, man? Like, it's not even close. This isn't even icing. And, like, you forgot the one part of the order that was different from the thing that you actually do. Like, you sell these. We just want you to ice the top of them with red icing.
Yeah, but I bet that murder pastry was delicious.
I think I only ate one of them, and then it was just so gross to look at. I almost invested in fucking something with wings.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what the fuck? She felt so bad, and we literally just left it for housekeeping. Like, fuck it, they can have them.
Well, at least Lupe got her Red Wings.
Right? Yeah, she earned them.
She earned them.
Should have had, like, a apple eating contest, no hands, fucking digging there.
Oh, man. So this is totally off topic, but somebody told me the other day, they're like, do you drink beer? It's like, yes. Oh, you don't look like somebody that drinks beer. I'm like, what? What does that mean?
You eat shit? Oh, no, because you just look like somebody who eats shit.
No, I was like, what do I look like I drink? He's like, I don't know, like mimosas?
Like, Bartles and James.
I was like, well, let me tell you a story about a Saturday afternoon.
I know some things about some mimosas.
I was like, well, you're not wrong, but you're not completely right either.
Mimosas aren't alcoholic beverages, they're champagne omelets.
That's a beautiful description.
Isn't it?
Champagne omelet.
Yeah. That's just fucking stupid. Like, I could see maybe smoking. Like, hey, do you smoke? No. Oh, you look like somebody did, you know?
Yeah.
But, well, do you drink beer?
No, that's one of the strangest assumptions anybody's ever made.
Do you sleep with your eyes closed? Oh, you still look like somebody does.
Are you not entertained?
Do you pee standing? Oh.
Yeah.
Because...
People are always surprised when I tell them that I listen to metal for whatever reason.
I think people are more surprised when I tell them what I'm actually listening to. Because they're like, oh, I saw you pull up. What were you listening to? Fucking Napalm Death? And I was like, no, it was Katy Perry. Right, yeah. Now it's that fucking Shut Up and Dance With Me song that's been stuck in my head all week. By that band Walk the Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up and dance with me. That's a fucking catchy ass song.
I know.
And then it's usually like there's going to be some metal in there, but it's usually like Zac Brown Band, Alan Jackson. It depends on the mood I'm in. If I'm in like kind of a bummed out mood, you can't beat some country and western music. Or like a fucking City in Color.
Oh, something God. Like that.
Especially his like totally acoustic album.
Yeah,
yeah, Jesus. Dude, like that's just some fucking good blues music, like, and not like Stevie Ray Vaughan blues, but just like when you're down, you can't beat some shit like that.
I like to listen to it was his solo album where he did that song about California. I just like to listen to it because you get like super pissed. Like, fuck you, man, California's cool.
You don't even know.
You don't even know. Go back to
Vancouver. We have Vancouver. Californication.
Yeah.
Go back to your post-hardcore band.
Yeah. Jeez.
Which you sang beautifully.
Right?
Well, now he's got that group with Pink.
Pink? Oh my god, it's so...
And I dig that shit, man. It's so good. Their voices are his voice is haunting by itself. Uh-huh. But I mean, you can't escape the fact that she's a fucking amazing singer, and the two of them together, and it, with his guitar playing, it's just fucking... Ugh. I watched that whole live special they had, and I was like, fuck this guy, man.
Yeah.
I want his voice inside of me.
Right?
I wanted to put its dick in me.
I find it funny because there's a song on there called like a closet in Oslo or something like that. Mm. And like the story was, well, I wrote it in a closet.
In Oslo.
In Oslo. Like, good for you, man. Way to be truthful. Yeah. Yeah, they have like a little behind the... like little snippets for the
special
edition order. Yeah.
Showed him like filming it and stuff.
Yeah.
Or recording it, like hanging out on a porch or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that too. That was good. I like watching music documentaries. It's like one of my favorite things. Like, I just watched a B.B. King one on Netflix. And that was sad, especially with him just passing. But that guy lived a tough life.
Yeah.
And then I watched the Kansas one, Miracles Out of Nowhere.
I literally know nothing about Kansas.
They're from Kansas.
Surprise.
Yeah, that's not a thing. They have a violin player.
Actually, I think I did know that. Aren't they all like PhD holders and shit?
I think now they are. One of them has one eye.
Or was that Chicago? It was one of those bands
one
that
of
were
those
named
bands, after. Yeah. I know fucking... There's so many people. Like Brian May is like a leading fucking astrophysicist.
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, you don't get much better than that, dude.
Not
one
really.
One of the best guitar players of all time, and he's a fucking genius on top of that.
I'm going to do the solo and then send some shit to space.
Yeah. That was good, spatial, actually.
Ooh, two levels.
Right? Yeah. Well, speaking of rock stars, I've always thought Dave Grohl was like the coolest motherfucker ever.
Uh-huh.
And he even breaks his leg cooler than all of us.
Way cooler than you did, that's for sure.
Yeah, like the only thing better would have been if when they showed that x-ray, like there was a fucking demon inside licking the joint break, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, he fell off the stage cool, then he finished the set cool, and then he broke his leg. He's like in the hospital, probably cool as shit.
Yeah.
He probably had like an all-black fucking hospital gown that was like way cool.
Yeah. His shin bones are probably in like the shape of fucking horns or something.
Yeah, he's probably the first dude ever with a cast that can fit under skinny jeans.
Right?
But I mean, so gnarly. And he didn't even cancel the American tour. They had to cancel a couple dates on that tour, but like they're playing a show this weekend in DC.
Wow.
That guy's a fucking trooper, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, he's making a killing at it, but
yeah,
badass. You see they're doing season two of Sonic Highways?
I didn't watch the first one.
Dude, you need to. Do you have HBO?
I do.
You have HBO Go?
I do.
You need to watch it. It's pretty fucking epic. They go around the country and, you know, they record the album at a different studio in like a different major music state.
Uh-huh.
City. It's so fucking cool, man. Megan's way into that kind of stuff too, and that's her favorite.
Huh.
And it's so cool. Like, they record with Zach Brown at his studio in Nashville, Southern Ground, which is pretty cool because I think they showed he has this huge inlay of a tree and it says Southern Ground or Southern Ground Studios, and my work made it.
Really?
Yeah, piece by piece, we fucking did like this mosaic tree out of like all the tone woods we use on our guitars.
Huh.
A lot of Koa and shit like that.
That's awesome.
But it's so cool. Dude, it's such a good show. I think it's like, how many songs are on the fucking thing? Like eight episodes, one per song. And they're so fucking cool because like they talk to everybody in that city. Like they do New Orleans and they go to Preservation Hall and like, you know, jam with those guys. And they talk to all these huge New Orleans fucking musicians. Like Trombone Shorty's in it. He was on the album, you know.
Nice.
But it's so fucking cool. You have to watch that. Like, it's seriously, especially while you're in fucking Idaho doing nothing else, you should watch that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Remember earlier when I said controversy?
Controversy? Yeah.
I planned that, but it was just funny.
Good call.
Yeah, I like saying words different sometimes. Just like I'll watch Eddie Izzard say it, and it's like, I'm going to say it like that now.
Yeah.
It worked for him.
It's a herb because there's a fucking H in it. Oh man,
we were watching a intervention tonight, and my mom and my sister are here, and it was in Canada, and they didn't know that. And the guy was like, "We're having a hard time right now, eh? You know, we had the hydro shut off last week." My mom goes, "What the fuck is that?" That's like the water. She's like, "What?" I was like, "Hydro water." She's like, "Oh, that's stupid."
That's stupid.
Or they'd be like, "Oh, yeah, I've been taking OxyContin since grade 10.
Oh man.
Where what would you say? 10th grade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or sophomore year. Megan went to a school in Crazy AZ, and her middle school went through 9th grade, so high school was only 3 years.
I remember that was more common, like in the early 90s, I think. And that, as I recall, that they used to do that a lot.
Grunge killed it.
Right? Thanks, Cobain.
Thanks, Obama.
Obama.
I want a picture of Obama at a Nirvana concert. Hang that on your wall.
This is for you, man.
I'd say Pearl Jam. Let's face it, Obama's a Pearl Jam guy.
Well, Pearl Jam still exists, so...
Maybe Soundgarden.
Yeah, we'll blame Soundgarden.
Yeah, thank you.
Those sons of bitches.
Motherfuckers. What else is going on? Women's soccer. Women's soccer's going on.
Probably. I see people like yelling on Facebook about like random things. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. like when somebody's just like, "Yeah, go America." I'm like, what's happening?
what are we doing? Yes. Yeah, this guy's just really upbeat.
I mean, I'm for the home team and all, but I need to know what I'm rooting for.
It's the only soccer I really watch is U.S. women's soccer.
Why?
I don't know. They're really good.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you'd think because they're chicks that they would be way more dramatic. But I can't watch the guys because they take a dive like every 5 seconds. And the chicks are fucking badass, man. They just get up and keep going.
Huh.
There's none of that like, my leg. I'm in the most pain anyone has ever seen. Oh, fuck. There's no one around me, is there?
The goalie looked at me. My brain. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
But it can get frustrating, but I think only because I like really fast-paced sports like hockey and sometimes football. But to watch for 45 minutes and see it go 0-0 is just like, what the fuck? Make the field shorter and throw knives at people. Like, speed this shit along.
Yeah, seriously.
The reason I don't like baseball, it's just like, especially now they've like added a replay, like an instant replay. Like, oh yeah, slow this game down a little bit more.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to be at the board meeting for that, but like, you know what we need more of? Time.
Dude, I was just reading on Facebook earlier that there's a guy that used to play for the Mets. His name is Bobby Bonilla. Uh-huh. He's still on the Mets salary. I don't think he's played in, like, I'm just going to guess somewhere between 5 and 10 years. And he's going to be on their salary until like 2032 or 2035. And he gets $1.2 million a year.
What?
Because they gave him like some huge contract and either traded him off or he retired, but like the contract didn't end.
Wow.
That's like the baseball's like the one sport that happens all the time where like somebody will trade, like the Yankees want to get rid of somebody, so they'll like pick up part of the guy's contract even though he's not on the team anymore. And, like, they still pay it. It's like, how pissed would you be? Especially if you're like, yeah, I'm still waiting on my Yankees check. That right? Hasn't, they don't have direct deposit.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's got to be odd. I mean, I think the Rangers did that with A-Rod too. They picked up like a huge chunk of his contract for a long time. Sports are weird like that. Like a guy in hockey just got traded, but he was a free agent, so his signing rights got traded. So the team that got him had the first choice to sign him. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
I don't even know what.
What do you do? Right? Like that? Just the rights to talk to him first was what they traded for.
Okay.
That shit is stupid. It worked though. They signed him.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's all you need to be first. If you ain't first,
not first, you're last.
You're last. Hell no. There's second, third.
Hell, you can even be fifth.
I based my whole life around that.
Oh, hell, Ricky, I was high.
I was high. It's kind of, it I was. Told you that. Good times, good times.
I modeled my whole life around that.
Hey.
Oh.
Shit.
So you're going to Idaho.
Yeah, sure I am. For...
That'll be fun.
Some reason. Yeah.
Probably. Nut it up.
Yeah, I'll have all kinds of cool stories. Yeah.
And then I saw some potatoes. And then there were more potatoes.
Well... All right. First of all, my cousin's a doctor, so I'm pretty sure he's going to show me a good time.
What's the P stand for? Potato?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, my name's Brian Nutt, PhD. P for potato. That's my question to said doctor.
Yeah.
Riddle me this, doctor.
Dang it. It's too good.
You should ask him that. Like, hey, and record it so we can use it on here. Like, hey, we have a question for you for our podcast.
Maybe I've had too many Guinness American lagers, but I think that was a beautifully crafted joke.
It was. It was one of those spur of the moment things.
Yeah. Those are always the best.
My cousin lives in Idaho.
Yeah.
You remember Brett?
Vaguely.
Rachel and Scott's little brother.
The one
is in the Marine Corps. He lives in Moscow.
Moscow?
Moscow, Idaho. Go Vandals.
Don't you dare bring
home. What if they're listening? We could take over the college podcast scene.
Maybe.
I want some. If anyone's listening, we want merchandise. We want hats and shirts, and we will proudly say fuck Boise State and their stupid colored field.
Well, I can't say that.
Why'd you go to Boise State?
No, but my cousin's husband was the defensive coordinator for a long time.
Would he defend potatoes?
Yeah, with his life. Oh,
they're endless.
Yeah,
they're terrible. I mean, they're endless.
Forever. They moved to Washington, so maybe it's okay now. But
that's where he's from, so I feel like it's the same. He's from Graham, Washington.
Yeah. They upgraded from potatoes to apples.
What's your cousin's name, Spud?
No.
Life is good.
There's nothing better than speaking of awesome puns, BoJack Horseman season 2 airs in a couple weeks.
I've never seen season 1, but I'll check it out for you.
Dude, you have got to watch the first season. You will fucking love it.
Can you promise that it's better than Xavier Renegade Angel?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Do you like Will Arnett?
Yeah.
You will fucking love it then. And Aaron Paul.
You ever watch Assy McGee?
I tried.
Okay, good. I'm not going to watch that then.
Don't. It's...
Nah, you know what I think we talked about it on Facebook. Huh. It's fucking Seinfeld time.
Hell yeah, dude.
I've watched like 4 or 5 episodes now, and I had never seen it before. So I'm like simultaneously binge watching. If my mom wasn't here, I'd fucking be a vegetable. But I'm like simultaneously binge watching Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh gosh. Let me tell you, that's a lot of Jew.
Yeah, it's a lot. I the other night I made Megan stop and pick me up some matzo ball soup.
Yeah.
Like, where's my fucking Reuben?
I find it funny though, because all the like crazy antics, like all the crazy Jewish jokes come from George Costanza, who's not like really, you know, Jewish. I mean, right. His family, I mean, that he is in the show, but I don't think, what's his name?
Jason Alexander?
I'm pretty sure Jason Alexander's not Jewish.
Yeah, I doubt anybody Jewish was allowed in the movie Dunstan Checks In. He was like the bellhop in that or something, remember?
Yeah, he was.
Yep.
It's such a good movie.
That's life.
Equally horrible. I can only watch like two or three episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm at a time.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
You have all these stupid rules. That's true. Damn it, Larry.
In between watching those, I've decided that I'm going to do Broadway is a big word, but how would you describe it? The Labyrinth Live.
What?
I'm going to do a rock opera.
Oh, fuck
yeah. Of the Labyrinth. And I'm going to cast myself as David Bowie, King Jareth.
I like it.
Yeah, it's going to be... It'll be good. I downloaded the soundtrack on iTunes, so I'm getting geared up. I just got to work on my package because he rocked a pretty gnarly bulge in that movie.
Well, you just need to get like a jock strap, right? Throw some socks in there.
I got to find a lot of. I need to make friends with a lot of puppeteers.
Or hey, just, lady, why don't your head come off? Or maybe you should start with becoming friends with one puppeteer.
Like, hey, dude, I'll pay you a lot, but you're gonna have to work really hard on this.
How good are you at doing five things at once?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think two performances a night is gonna be possible with this. Your arms and legs are gonna fall off.
In a comical fashion.
Yep. I just need to figure out how to build a set for the Bog of Eternal Stench. It'll work. I've seen some pretty innovative fucking sets. I even saw Jane Austen's Emma, and the set for that was fucking fantastic.
Huh. I'm always impressed by set designers.
Yep. Like, the way they figured out, like, the Emma one was like it was actually a labyrinth, which is weird. It was like, in the shape of almost like a diamond, and it was pitched up at an angle, so like actors could actually get up there, and it looked like they were kind of far back the way that they made it look like it was like a huge maze that went way back.
Mm-hmm.
But then in front of that, the stage was like a lazy Susan, and it would like an actor could take a step back and like the scene could change around them while they were talking, and like, huh, like certain things just wheel in, and it was so fucking cool. I've read the book, and seeing it was a good show.
That's cool.
It was interesting. I was like, that's fucking killer stage design.
Yeah, no shit.
And you could definitely do that for the labyrinth. Just have that labyrinth in the back with a castle on the top. And
yeah.
Come inside for a cup of tea. Nobody's seen the labyrinth. They need to do that.
I mean, I have, but it's been a long time.
We should do that.
Probably,
when you get back, I'm coming up there. My grandson and I are going to take his Miata, and we're going to kiss you and then watch the labyrinth.
Yes.
I have no grandson, and I don't know anybody that owns a Miata, I hope.
No. The only person I think I've ever known that owned a Miata was your cousin.
Eh. Crashed it.
Yeah.
She almost died, though, so it's not as funny right now.
Well, she lived.
She crashed it on Avenue M, that crazy hill.
Yeah.
Some guy was reaching for his coffee mug, went up the side of the hill, and hit her head on. And she had, like, factor 4 bleeding in her liver. They thought she was going to die. Fucked her legs all up.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Are you ready for the trending topics on Facebook right now?
Sure.
Chrissy Teigen, not sure who that is. Model appears topless in August issue of W Magazine. Good for you.
Yep.
Maybe that's Teigen and Sarah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Fucker. Bobby Bonilla, we talked about that. The former Mets player receives annual paycheck from team. Lots of money. Oh, this one's good. Nicolas Cage, Reddit users photoshopped his face onto Game of Thrones characters. If nobody's seen that, they need to click that shit. Let's see. Aaron Paul, actor, encourages iPhone users to ask Siri, what is 0 divided by 0? And I did it, and she insulted the shit out of me.
That's pretty funny.
Have you done it?
I watched a video. I don't have an iPhone.
Let's see. I need to turn my sound on.
Live action, I guess.
What is 0 divided by 0?
Imagine that you have 0 cookies and you split them evenly among 0 friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
She's right.
You know, it's funny because, I mean, I don't know, for whatever reason, I'm surprised that it says the exact same thing to everyone. Every time.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, if you ask, yeah, I've asked different things, like the woodchuck, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck? And it'll say different things. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, it said a couple different things.
Yeah.
Why'd the chicken cross the road? It's always said something different. What else here? Freddie Mercury, radio station creates mashup of late Queen frontman laughing at Kanye West. I guess he sang Bohemian Rhapsody probably terribly.
He annihilated it.
I figured. Alex Trebek, Jeopardy host recites Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song.
That was disappointing.
Apparently that's newsworthy.
Yeah, it was on like CNN or some shit.
Yeah. Indiegogo, man sets up crowdfunding campaign to raise money for Greece bailout. Good for him.
Wow.
See, Live with Kelly and Michael, co-hosts Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan continue show through alarm. Apparently it was a speaker gone bad or something. Who fucking cares?
Whatever.
Harvard University, student among first openly transgender swimmers in NCAA.
Hmm.
Did you just swim down the middle of the lane?
I don't I don't know.
Can he do the breaststroke? Does he qualify?
Well, yeah. Maybe better than anybody else.
Let's see. Cheryl Burke, host withdraws from 64th annual Miss USA pageant, which, if I understand correctly, NBC cut all ties with Donald Trump. So
correct.
That makes sense. And he funds those, what do they call them, scholarship pageants or some shit now?
I don't know.
They can't call them beauty pageants anymore. They're called, like, scholarship pageants or something fucking stupid.
What?
Fuck them. That's it. That's trending right now, Jared. That's what's hot.
Wow. It amazes me what they consider news these days.
Right? Can we talk about our friends' bands on here? Is that something we're allowed to do?
Yeah.
So, you know E-Rob.
Oh, yeah. I checked it out. It's pretty good.
Did you? Yeah. My old friend Eric Robertson is in a new band. He's in a couple bands. One of them is called Benvenue. They're really good. They've been around for a bit. Mm. But he's in a new one. They used to be called, I think, Nuclear Rabbit. And now they're called Tree of Shame. So if you have a chance, check out Tree of Shame on Facebook, Twitter, all that good shit. I think it's like at Tree of Shame, spelled just like it sounds. Tree of Shame.
That's a really sweet band name, by the way.
Nuclear Rabbit or Tree of Shame?
Well, both, but
yeah, I'm winning either way.
Yeah. Seems like the Nuclear Rabbit would hang around the Tree of Shame.
You'd think.
In the Park of Sadness.
Yeah, I think that's that.
Surrounded by the Zoo of Oppression. Yeah.
In the galaxy of What's a Matter You.
For some reason on my notes I wrote down microwaves. I don't know why.
Dude, you know what I've always experimented with the microwave because it's a great tool.
Yeah.
But it can very easily butcher food, you know?
Yeah, very easily.
So what I've been doing is throwing like a small cup of water in there as I do any type of microwaving. So what I'll do is put a cup of water in there and throw in whatever it is I'm going to microwave. And the way microwaves work is they basically, like, you know, bounce around the water molecules, and that's what causes the food to heat up.
Yeah.
By putting that cup of water in there, you're making the most readily accessible form of moisture in there, the actual water itself. So the heat kind of gets pushed off onto the food as well, because some of those molecules are still being affected directly by the microwaves. But it does take a little bit longer to cook something, but you don't get that fucking rubbery feeling like 5 seconds after making or reheating a piece of pizza or something like that.
Huh.
I've been doing that, and it's been working out for me really well. But my biggest tip is the cup's going to be hot.
Uh-huh.
Didn't think about it.
Maybe that's what I was trying to get at, was the very small margin of error for microwaves.
Right.
Which has been commented on before, but for whatever reason, I thought it was important to write down. I don't know.
It's true. Apparently, Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck are getting divorced after 10 years.
Yeah, I don't care.
He is not attractive.
He is not attractive?
She's not. Fuck him anyway, but
hold on there. That's Batman you're talking
about. She most certainly is not. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. He's Daredevil and Batman.
We don't talk about that movie.
That's true. Hopefully he doesn't fucking butcher two of them.
No.
Is he going to be in a Batman movie, or is it for the Suicide Squad?
No, it's for the Batman vs. Superman movie.
No, I don't know how I feel about that either.
Well,
but it's not, I'm skeptical. For me to decide. Yeah.
I'm skeptical until it comes out. Then we'll see.
I saw the trailer for a new Dragon Ball Z movie. Looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know where I am in the series. I feel like I'm way out of fucking touch with it, but...
I don't know. It's all over the place.
Yep.
I think you can just kind of jump in wherever and figure it out.
That's what I'm thinking. They always do that fucking, will Goku make it in time?
No.
Find out on the next exciting episode of Dragon Ball Z. And it's like, God damn it, this one was 30 minutes of him fucking flying.
Yeah. Well, that's why they released that, like a bridge.
The Dragon Ball Z Kai.
Yeah, the bridge is like 100 episodes instead of fucking 7,000.
Yeah, and they don't show blood. I watched the Frieza fight, and it was just like, when he cut up his tail, it was just purple.
Really?
Like, the inside of him was purple.
Oh. Well, they did that for the original U.S. showing of the show anyways.
Yeah, I always thought that was stupid, too.
I remember that was, like, the thing, too, in high school. People were like, have you seen the uncut Dragon Ball Z? Like,
did you see him fight Brawly? No, fuck you.
Right?
Tell that person to calm down over there, Jared.
Sorry. I can't help it. I got like 7 devices and they all want me to do stuff. No. Yeah, all right. Dun, 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 dun. Huh.
Hmm.